While the candidates for governor and U.S. senator are getting most of the spotlight in this year's election, all 99 members of the Ohio House and 17 state senators are also on the ballot. And with a new governor in January, those state lawmakers will play important roles. And some of those local races are getting close and creative. It's a tough year for a candidate not running for a marquee office to get attention, especially for Democrats who've been in the minority in the state house for years. That's part of a video from political newcomer Corey Hoffman, a Democrat running for a House seat in conservative Delaware County against Chris Jordan, a term-limited Republican senator. Another candidate with a classically Democratic name, John Kennedy, ran 142 miles from his home in Aurora to the statehouse this summer. But his chances to win are slim against Republican incumbent Sarah LaTourette, daughter of the late longtime Congressman Steve LaTourette. And there are five Central Ohio mothers from a variety of professional backgrounds running in different districts, but as a team called Ohio Women Lead, combining their networks and even sharing signs and a campaign video.
And we are running for office.
But the basic tools of campaigning are still raising money and walking neighborhoods to meet potential voters. And Aaron Fisher of the Ohio House Democratic Caucus says his candidates are going on the offensive for the first time in a while.
We're talking about health care. We're talking about education. We are really holding Republicans to account for what's happened both in the state of Ohio and nationally. And those are the issues that those voters care most about. And, you know, in cycles past, we've also often found ourselves playing defense. And it feels nice to actually feel like we're leading the message here in most of these districts.
To take control of the House from the Republican supermajority, Democrats would need to keep the 33 seats they have and flip 17 more. That's a tall order, but some polling has shown that suburban districts that had been Republican in the last few cycles may be tipping toward Democrats, including the districts featuring the Ohio Women Lead candidates.
Suburban races are especially tough this time around.
That's Brad Miller with O-Rock, the campaign arm of the Ohio House Republicans. He says O-Rock's candidates, who are incumbents, are doing the same fundraising and door-knocking, and that the candidates and gubernatorial nominee Mike DeWine are a team. But though President Trump won Ohio by 8 points 2 years ago, the strategy isn't always to tie the candidates to him.
That can depend on the district. I think especially with President Trump, that can depend on sort of where the candidates are in the state. They're definitely running alongside Mike DeWine and the other statewide candidates. In fact, a lot of times we try to coordinate some of the major events where one of our candidates will go knocking on doors with Mike DeWine himself.
O-Rock is running positive ads like this in a suburban Cleveland race against Democratic newcomer Casimir Spiegel.
My husband, Dave Greenspan, is passionate about serving others.
And there are some harder-edged ones like this for Steve Arndt of Port Clinton, whose Democratic opponent Joe Helley was prominently featured in coverage of the U.S. Supreme Court case involving Ohio's voter roll maintenance.
Can we really trust Joe Helley now? Helley, no.
But the strategy can be a challenge. Eric Yasinoff of Upper Arlington is facing one of the Ohio Women Lead candidates, Allison Russo. The Ohio Republican Party sent some direct mail supporting candidates, including Yasinoff, and blaming Democrats, including Russo, for the state's past economic struggles. Both Yasinoff and Russo have never held office. Yasinoff posted on Facebook his letter to party chair Jane Timken, expressing his disappointment in the mailer.
Since day one, I've ran a positive, policy-focused campaign, and I feel like this was the right thing to do. It's all about talking about issues. It's about talking about solutions to our problems, and that's where I'm trying to keep the focus.
And there is a battle ahead for Speaker among Republicans who are likely to keep control of the House. It took 11 rounds of voting in June for Ryan Smith to be elected to replace former Speaker Cliff Rosenberger. That was a public display of what had been a private power struggle between Smith and former Speaker Larry Householder, who wants that job again. But nearly all of the candidates Householder backed in the primary, sometimes against candidates who supported Smith, are in tough races now. No matter what happens in the House, there's virtually no chance that Democrats could seize control of the Ohio Senate, where they'd need to keep the 9 seats they have and flip 8 more in a chamber that's been led by Republicans since 1985. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.